A new definition of wealth. In one of my favourite books, Charles Eisenstein's brave and challenging The More Beautiful World Our Hearts Know Is Possible, there is a discussion about the definition of wealth. Eisenstein defines it as having the ease and freedom to be generous. Now, I love this definition, and I love it for two reasons. First, I love that it is a definition that sees being wealthy as a mindset thing. And this rings true to me. We all know people who give generously and easily from very straitened circumstances. And equally, we probably all know people who have a lot of money and who hoard it. The second reason that I love this definition is that there is no mention of what the generosity actually involves. It might be cash, but it could just as equally be time or wisdom or food or love. Wealth in this definition isn't about cash in the bank or the size of your house. It isn't about the make of your car or where you bought your handbag. It is rather having a wealth of time or skills or food or anything and being able to share them with ease that makes one wealthy. This is actually one of the main reasons that I think people should grow cut flowers in their garden. The more you cut, the more you get. And you end up with so many flowers that you almost have to give them away. And really, is there anything that makes you feel more wealthy, I wonder, than handing out bunches of homegrown sweet peas to friends and neighbours? And it's certainly true that if you are feeling impoverished, if the dogs of scarcity are nipping at your heels, the quickest way out of this is to find something that you can give to someone else and to give it with the ease and generosity and freedom.